Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 as we continue to talk about the Royal Valley Panthers and their basketball season. Now we transition to the boys' side with head coach, that is Chris Brown. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, let's get right into it. Let's talk about your team heading into this year. And a year ago, you had just such a good roster, made a run to the state championship game, came up just a bit short, 24 wins, and again, just a big 7-league title. I mean, the accolades go on, but how would you assess last season and just how fun was that?
It was a great year. You know, we just had a talk in practice the other day about, you know, you do play to win, right? You put in all this work and you want to win. And that group last year, obviously, you know, put in work long before they got to high school. We have success like that. It starts at the youth level, and they did that. And so we were able to take advantage and win a lot of games and make it to state tournaments and all that. And then, unfortunately, they all left. So, you know, we're five new starters this year and a lot of people in new roles. But certainly, looking back on the last couple of years, pretty special to be a part of.
Heck of a run, no doubt about it. It's kind of a transition year, so to speak, but you just never know what you're going to get when you get new players who are going to really dive into it for the first time. Trayson Murata in the backcourt, a senior, and seems to have the most varsity experience returning kind of the sixth man the last couple of years. But what's his progression been like, and what's kind of the expectations for him?
Yeah, you know, he played a lot as a sophomore even, like you mentioned, the last couple of years. He's definitely had a main role off the bench for two straight years. So he's certainly comfortable playing at the varsity level. And Daniel Coleman, same way last year, did play a lot of minutes off the bench. And Daniel kind of played more later in the year, which was the bigger games. You know, he probably played more in the state tournament than he did early in the season. So those two guys are who we're going to lean on. They've got the most experience. They're great leaders. And they're both very talented players. You know, they didn't necessarily have a lot of scoring opportunities the last couple of years, but they certainly can score it. So we'll rely on them to put the ball in the hole for us.
How much is the roster different? Do you have to kind of construct your coaching style differently because the roster has so much turnover from last year? Do you change what you do maybe offensively or defensively with the amount of change, or is it pretty much the same as you always like to do it?
I think we'll be pretty consistent offensively to what we've been. You know, I told anybody who will listen to me, offense is just a combination of spacing and movement. So that doesn't change. Defensively, we did some unique things last year based off of the size and athleticism and skill level of some of those older guys. So we'll certainly have to change some things on the defensive end, but I would expect a similar brand of basketball offensively.
An intriguing matchup out the gate, Jackson Heights real quick on Friday to begin your season. How much do you know about this Jackson Heights team? What do you expect on both ends? And just what do you want to see out of your team here in game one?
Yeah, I think they're similar to us in that they lost a very large percentage of their production as well from last year, a whole bunch of seniors that went through. So looking forward to the challenge there of kind of, you know, both of us being in the same boat, not knowing exactly what we have. But I know that they'll come ready to play. And like I said, I think our guys have been working hard and are ready for that challenge. And hopefully we show up to play and we have a good competitive game.
Royal Valley boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us here. They get Jackson Heights to begin their season on Friday night. 24-2 a year ago, just a loss shy of a state championship. A lot of turnover for the Panthers, but should be another fun year for Royal Valley and the Big Seven as a whole. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Jackson Heights, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.